This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Hey, Bert's with us. Hey, Bert.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Bert, to you. I wanted to read something to you in the class. You know, I talked about emails and how, emails are becoming short and terse and not very polite and not very friendly. And, you know, with all the technology that we can put in the palm of our hand, we've forgotten how to communicate. Well, I have a wonderful email, and I've received some emails about ticks. So, class, Brett, thank you for yours. And others, thank you for sending me emails about your thoughts on how to prevent ticks from climbing on your clothes and on your boots and up your leg and attaching themselves, you know, like politicians.
I thought you meant real ticks, then.
No, I...
Well, they are real ticks. Vince, are you going to read something?
I repeat myself.
Are you going to read
myself? I repeat myself when I say ticks and politicians. But, here's a... This is the way it used to be. This is how I was taught how to write in elementary school and perfect and, build on that learning experience and, try to do a better job of writing. So here is a letter from one of our students.
I'm ready.
Dear Mr. Fennelli, I was very fortunate to be able to attend your talk at the recent Ozarks Homesteading Expo. Luckily, I was in the front row and was able to take excellent notes on both your slides and your presentation. I was seated next to a very unsavory gentleman with a weak constitution who said that he was a federal employee ready to learn. However, it seemed not to be the case when he suddenly left the tent. I'm writing today not for your notes, but to pick your brain, so to say. I've downloaded and read through IRS Publication 17 and just have a couple questions if you have the time. Our family is homesteading, or attempting to, and plan to sell things in the near future, but have not yet. Would you recommend that we go ahead and get a business license in order to start claiming deductions, or is that something that can wait? Also, do you have any books that you would recommend to me to learn more about this subject? It does seem like the state and federal government makes the whole process as difficult as they possibly can. Just a little about my family and me. We've lived in our homestead for 3 years. This Thanksgiving, we have chickens and a large garden and are getting rabbits, quail, hogs, and hogs soon. I work for a company in research and development and have degrees, several degrees, including political science and German. If you find yourself in the need of some of this advice or German translation, please feel free to reach out to me. I look forward to purchasing your book as soon as it comes off the presses. Thank you for your time, and it's signed signed by the person with his address and phone number. Now, that is a succinct, well-thought-out, well-written, great, great letter. That's the way it used to be. So, class, we can all take an example from this person. I didn't ask him for permission to read that, so I left out his name, and I just changed where he works, okay, and exactly what he does, because, I don't have his permission to say it. But what I did say, I think, is perfectly fine. So that's kind of the way it used to be. And that's what I long for, 1950s and 1960s, where we were ladies and gentlemen, rather than, you know, please send your notes. Thanks. You know.
Yeah.
But it was really refreshing.
I hate to say it, Vince, I work in technology, but technology has likely played a part in that deterioration of our relations with everybody. You know, I'm not an expert on schooling, but there's a lot of people that are saying, let's just ban phones from schools, at least smartphones. You know, maybe allow the old-fashioned phone, you know, flip phones, so if there's an emergency, students can call in. But I have not been in a school recently, but apparently if you go into a school, and I'm talking middle school, high school, and even the upper grade schools, the kids between classes are just in the hallways on their phones texting like maniacs, and who knows what they're texting about, but there's been an increase in depression among, in particular, female students, because, believe it or not, girls like to bully each other, and they don't take it as well. You know, guys will bully each other, they'll have a fight in the hallway, and then they're mates the next day. But with women, it's a little worse, so there's a mental health problem. And Vince, I hate to say it, because I played a part in that technology revolution, but I don't think it's the whole story, but I think part of it is the proliferation of cell phones in the school system. And like I said, a lot of schools are now moving to ban cell phones, or at least the smartphones, and maybe allow flip phones.
They should ban every cell phone, Bert. I'll tell you why. If a parent has a problem and there's an emergency at home, the parent can call the secretary at the school and say, I am Mr. Jones, my daughter is Amanda Jones, and we have a problem here at home. Would you get her to, could you get her to the phone? Okay? And the school system would be more than happy to do that. I tried to ban cell phones at our meetups, toward the end of our meetups. And I couldn't stop it. And it was an insult. You know, I would spend hours and hours preparing to teach in-person seminars at our meetup, you know, once a week. I'm talking, it would take 8 hours of my life, literally, at a minimum, every week, to prepare and be at the meetups. And people would be sitting with phones in their laps, texting away, and I found it outrageous, offensive, insulting, and inconsiderate. I didn't like it one iota. And it was flip phones, it was smartphones, it was the whole enchilada. And literally, if a teacher is teaching, a teacher can't teach with a person with a cell phone, because a person with a cell phone not only is not paying attention to what's going on in class, but people around the person with a cell phone are wondering, what is he or she doing? And they're paying attention to the texter. So not only does the texter not get the material that's presented in class, but the few around miss out too. It's outrageous. And the school administrators have to be complete morons to allow this. They don't have to allow it. And if, you know, there was a young boy who came to our meetups. He was about 17 years old. And I said, all right, look, what's with these cell phones? I'm going to pass the microphone around, and anyone who wants to comment about these cell phones, go ahead. You have a chance at the microphone. Make your case. And this one boy said, my grandmother, well, my grandmother is elderly, and she might need my help. She might need me right away. And I need to have a cell phone in case that happens. And my response is, you're absolutely right. If your grandmother's elderly and she might need your help, what are you doing here? You should be with your grandmother. And I said, now my mother, who's older than your grandmother, is at the farmhouse all alone right now. And my mother might need our help, Mrs. Finelli's and mine, because Mrs. Finelli would come to the meetups every once in a while. And I said, I left a note by the phone saying, I'm at Jimmy's Egg. Here is the number. If you have an emergency, call this number. And she could call Jimmy's Egg and say, hi, I'm Vincent Finelli's mother. I need help. Can you get him on the phone? And they would stop everything they were doing at the restaurant, get me to the telephone, and I would go running. That's how I handled it. So if a person thinks that there's an emergency where they are needed, well, be there. Go to where you think the emergency is going to be. But, Bert, even I went so far as to put a note, 8.5 by 11, on the door to the restaurant. And the restaurant was just for USA Prepares. We took over the entire place. No other customers, just USA Prepares, instructors, students, and me. And we had dinner and ate at the restaurant while, you know, I presented or other instructors presented. So I put a sign for weeks on the door, the only door that you'd go in and out of, at eye level. And it said, USA Prepares, meet up, no cell phones, please. And so I was giving a presentation, and this gal walked in during the, you know, the early part of the meetup. I was on stage, if you will, at the microphone, and giving a presentation. This gal walks in. She's looking down at her phone, goes right past the sign, comes in through the double doors, you know, through the vestibule, texting all the way to her seat. And I said, hold it. Whoa. Didn't you see the sign? What sign? The one that says no cell phones. Oh, no, I didn't see it. Now, what happens when people are driving and they're on the phone? I don't care whether it's hands-free. I don't care whether it's with an earbud. I don't care whether they're holding the cell phone. They are distracted. And the proof of that is if you say to them, what happened in the last 20 minutes while you were driving? They're in a daze. They're in a fog. They're behind the wheel of a motorized missile, and they are distracted. That should be universally against the driving code. Nobody should be distracted while driving. Nobody. But yet, that's what happens. And then we have those electric vehicles with all kinds of dumaflachis and gadgets, and people can be totally distracted. They can even be in the back seat. Okay. Any comments, Bert?
No, Vince. And
do you agree?
I agree. I agree. And I can see your frustration in your voice.
Man. I'm very frustrated. Bert, we are outnumbered by stupid people like a million to one.
Yeah.
We really are. And they get a chance to vote, and they have no idea what they're doing. No idea. Bert, there's an article that I was sent by Kyle. And it was about this electric vehicle.
Yeah.
In a garage in Germany. Did you read that?
Yeah, Vince, what's interesting is I came into the office today and I do some preparedness for USA Prepares to teach class. And Vince, I had 7 or 8 new emails all on electric cars. So Kyle's was one of them. I think about half of them came from you. I've only had a chance to skim over them, but after the break, we can go through them, and I'm happy to discuss. And as class knows, I've really come out largely against EVs because of some of these reports, and we will carry
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hertz with us. You know, class, there's a chapter in 5-Minute University. Actually, several chapters. And one of them has to do with family use of the car. And in that, it says there will be no cell phones in the front seat. No cell phones in the front seat. Children, if they have a cell phone, it will be off and in the back seat while they're driving. Because if it's on, it's going, their stupid friends are going to be texting and buzzing and calling. And what do you do? Do you just ignore it? Oh, I wonder who that is. Maybe I should reach around the back seat and get it. Or let me just pick up the phone on the front seat and get it. Absolutely not. Off. Those young drivers absolutely need to devote all brain cycles to driving the vehicle because they're not so good at it. And the proof is that in the book it says that every 17-year-old I know has crashed their car. Everyone, without exception. They shouldn't be on the road, first of all. They haven't been taught enough. They haven't gotten enough experience with track driving. Driving on a farm field. They haven't done that. So the first thing they do is they get this hot rod. Mommy and daddy buy them a car that they shouldn't have, a high-powered, high-performance car, and then they go and kill themselves or somebody else or their passengers and somebody else. Nuts. Young people, 17-year-old, I got my license at 17. I knew how to drive at 15. And I know that young people don't know how to drive. They do stupid things. But yeah. There's a... an article about this electric car explosion in Neuss, Germany.
Yeah.
And an electric car goes into a garage, boom! And it blew up several adjoining garages and residential buildings. Electric car.
Yeah, well...
So what do we do? Do we say to that neighbor, whoa, what an idiot. You bought a what? You bought a what? And you're going to park it in a garage next to my garage? Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, there's not much left of that car or that garage. Vince, I tried to get more information. Unfortunately, several of the backup articles are written in German, and so I couldn't get all the details. What, for instance, what was the type of car battery that, you know, was it lithium ion? Was it something else? Did you get that information on the
technology of the battery? No, I tried to, but you know what? That letter that I read from one of our students, he offered to translate German. So, you know, maybe in the future, and we'll have some time to take him up on his offer. Let him, you know, call in and read some of these articles. We can send him the links. You know, these electric vehicles are just as dangerous as can be. And I know you've owned them in the past. And it's great that you have joined the fold and have joined our team, and you recognize how darn dangerous they are because of the deaths of people who have been incinerated in your neighborhood.
Yeah, there was one, we talked about it, where it was just the golf cart, and it set his entire garage and his other cars on fire. I did contact him and see if he wanted to share his experience on the air, and as you can imagine, he was kind of distraught and trying to, you know, rebuild, literally rebuild, and he wasn't sure how talking about it over the air was going to help him get his garage and his cars back and get over the shock of what happened. And, you know, narrowly missed that fire going to his house. I mean, luckily, by the time the firefighters arrived, they were able to extinguish it without any damage beyond his garage. But, you know, it's dangerous, and, of course, we've discussed this in class. If it is an EV fire, you can't put it out with water. It just doesn't work. And we're now finding some of the foams that we've used in the past on fuel fires, you know, at airports and other places. Some of those foams we've now found are carcinogens. So amongst all the other research and development we have to do to make EV safer, we also looks like we have to investigate what chemicals are safe to use to extinguish the fires that are happening more and more often from the EV batteries catching on fire and then setting the whole car on fire.
Bert, let me see if I got this right. I'm a little confused. So we got a guy like Elon Musk who uses slave labor to dig up the rare earth elements to make the batteries, destroys the environment there, puts these batteries together. They start fires. They burn down buildings. And then we use foam to put out the fires because you can't put them out with water. And then the foam has forever chemicals in it that are carcinogens.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Idalia remains a tropical storm as it moves into the Atlantic after bringing heavy rain and wind to northwestern Florida, southern Georgia, and the Carolinas. Nearly 95,000 homes and businesses across several counties reporting power outages today. Many do not have running water. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been cleared to resume his schedule as planned after he froze for more than 30 seconds while fielding questions from reporters in Covington, Kentucky on Wednesday. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has activated 250 members of the National Guard to provide basic services at emergency shelter hotels amid an influx of migrants that has service providers stretched thin. Pennsylvania law enforcement officials searching for a man who escaped from the Chester County prison yesterday morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Purchase. You know, I just get so frustrated. I can't stand it. I'm losing friends by the minute. I really am, because I'm not backing down. You know, people who do stupid things, people who need my help, I offer to help them. I call them up, and I get their voicemail. I leave a message. I call their office. I leave a message, and they don't call back. You know what? I don't have time for them. You know, when people do that, you know, they are... They have so much free time because they are immersed in all this technology. They don't know how to manage their lives. They get totally lost in technology. Well, that's not going to affect me anymore, because those people I'm cutting off. I'm cutting off people who waste my time. I'm cutting off people who are reckless and careless. I don't have time to pick up the pieces after they break it. I don't have time for it. I don't want to pick up the pieces anymore. I'm tired of it. So I think I'm simplifying my life. And you were a great assistance yesterday when you reminded me that I do have a few friends left. And so when this all falls apart, you know, I'll have like seven friends. You know, and USA Prepares instructors. That's great.
Yeah, plus the family and plus the, don't forget the dogs. They've been pretty dependable and faithful.
What was your reaction when you heard the Wright County Choir yesterday when we were on the phone?
Well, I thought it was good. If you can get them to, you know, prepare some tunes, you could... You could take him out to the campers, or I think you've already done that, right? And a choir session out there,
They love to sing. They love to sing. These are some of our newly adopted semi wild dogs, and they love it here. They get along great with the family and the shepherds and everybody else, and. They would howl just a little bit. Well, I taught them to howl on command. So I just go,
and then they jump together. You know, dogs have, and I think wolves also, they have the ability to howl in unison almost, you know, maybe that's where humans learn to sing by listening to wolves because they can do it. They can do some complex harmonies and, Vince, I don't know. Have you thought about bringing some musical instruments that you could add to the,
I need to record it. If I had a phone, I could record it very easily. But I'll record it and play what Barkley and Bear sound like on the air. They're just absolutely wonderful. And I get them started, and then I do the conductor hand movements, and they just continue. And they seem to know when I raise my hands that, you know, it means louder. And then I say, okay, very good, very good. And then they stop.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And one of them, you know, in the mornings they run around and they stay around the house at night. And then in the morning we let them run around wherever they want to go on the farm. And one of them got lost, kind of forgot to come back this morning. So the other one was here. And so I just started the choir with just the two of us. And the one that was running around said, whoa, 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 and came running back to join in the choir.
Yeah. So was he lost and heard the choir as his homing beacon? Or
right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. It was his homing beacon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Bert, dogs are great. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you want one?
I had one. And Vince, it's sad when they leave you. It's... you know, I had the best dog in the world, and I'm sure you've heard that before. But
sure, we all have.
Yeah, he was the best. He was the best. You know, I'd come home at night, and he'd be there. And if they didn't go well, I could lay down under the stars with him by my side. And you know, he was a good listener, Vince, and I could tell him what was going on. And we'd look up at the stars, and I'd ask him, what's the meaning of life as we look at the Milky Way? Mm-hmm. And he just looked in bewilderment along with myself. So he was a great dog. But Vince, electric vehicles, I guess lately, since we've talked about them so much, I've been getting people sending me these different articles, and I'm kind of overwhelmed. But the common theme is the fires. And what triggers them? And, you know, Vince, in some cases, it's an accident. Something gets into the battery. They're not designed to protect the cells well enough. So if a cell shorts out, creates heat, that heat then causes the next cell over to short out, and it's a chain reaction. That's one aspect of, you know, from just triggered by some sort of accident. But it also seems that, and we don't really know exactly why, just spontaneously, you know, it's most likely from overheating during charging. I think what we're going to find out, and again, I don't know about the vehicle in Germany, but during the charging process, the batteries heat up to very high temperatures. In fact, so high, class may not know that there's a antifreeze coolant in electric vehicles, and you'd go, well, what? There's no internal combustion engine. Why would you need a coolant? But it's actually to go through the battery section, and if you are charging your car after maybe a half hour, and depends on temperature and the charging rate and everything else, you'll hear, you know, even if your car is completely off park, but it's being charged, you'll hear that coolant flowing through the vehicle. So we know the batteries get very hot, and likely some of the spontaneous fires are caused by that charging process that some, and it just takes one cell to get really hot, and that seems to trigger a chain reaction. So it's a problem. I think in time they can probably solve the problems and make them safer, but they're being pushed to sell more and more electric vehicles. Several states have these laws now. By 2030 or 2035, you have to have all clean-burning vehicles. And, Vince, I don't know how they're going to do it, because what I see now just in, you know, just happening sort of the last several months is car lots are completely filling up with electric vehicles. I mean, I think there was an initial surge. The tax rebates helped. It was novel. A lot of people like them. There are a few, yes, there are a few advantages to EVs, but Vince, the sales have dried up, and so I'm not sure what's going to happen. Now, what's interesting is class probably doesn't know there could be a strike, and it might be on one auto manufacturer, or it might be all of them, because they're in negotiations with the union, and they haven't arrived at any settlement. And if there's a strike and the manufacturer shut down, there's going to be another, you know, if you recall, there was a shortage of cars right after the pandemic when manufacturers had cut back, and then all of a sudden everybody wanted to go buy cars. So it went from oversupply to huge undersupply. Well, that may happen again if there is a strike. And likely what will happen is the ICE internal combustion cars are going to sell out, and the parking lots will be full of the electric vehicles, and maybe ultimately that's how they're going to get them off of their lots. But we'll see. But I don't know how it is in Missouri, Vince. I'm not sure they even sell that many EVs out in the heartland where you are.
No, people... No, they don't buy them out here because you need to get from here to there. And there is more than one charge, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, people, there's no such thing as, none of the farmers here have a Ford Lightning pickup truck. Nobody. No, because nobody hauls potato chips. I mean, we haul heavy stuff. I mean, they show an 18-wheeler, right?
Yeah.
You know, electric 18-wheeler, and it's hooked up to this big trailer, but it's full of potato chips. It's not full of motor oil or engine oil it's not hauling an Abrams tank.
Yeah. How many fully grown heads of cattle can you hold in a good Chevy pickup truck? One.
Well, we have a bunch of trucks here. We have two 1999 Dodge four-wheel drive heavy-duty trucks. One of them is a 318 engine, small V8. The other one is an inline six-cylinder, 5.9 liter Cummins turbo diesel. That's a 3/4 ton pickup truck. With that one, we have a gooseneck hitch on it, and so that means it's got a 2 5/16 ball that is in the center of the bed of the truck.
Yeah,
that's on a reinforcing frame, and we can hold about we can pull easily about a 9,800 pound cattle trailer. But with a 26-foot gooseneck trailer that we have, we can pull about 15,000 pounds.
Wow. And how many heads would that be?
Well, I figure a cow might weigh roughly, fully grown, about 1,000 pounds.
Okay.
So, roughly, but you got to include the weight of the trailer. So, roughly,
eight heads?
About eight cows. Eight cows.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Well, so the cow would weigh a little less than 1,000. The trailer would weigh about 2,000.
Now, Vince, probably class doesn't want to hear this detail, but if they poop, is there opening in the wood grating on the bottom of the trailers? Where does the poop go?
It's interesting that you mention that. So our trailer has a steel frame, and it has a covering. It's kind of like not completely enclosed, but it's got vents in the side, and it's got a roof to keep the cows from getting wet, and has air vents in the front of it to allow fresh air to come in and keep them cool. So it's plenty of air movement. On the bottom, there's a steel frame with cross members, and on top of that, there's pressure treated wood. And there's like 2x6 pieces of wood that are bolted to the steel frame. But the wood is spaced about a half an inch apart. So when the cows poop and pee, it lands on the floor, and it will corrode and rot out the floor. I'm sorry, the steel members under the floor. So what we do after every use, actually we have stapled with very heavy staples. I'm talking about fence staples. We have cattle panel stapled to the floor so that the cows can get a grip, because the pee and poop make the floor slippery, especially when you're, you know, driving 45 miles an hour down the road. So there are gates inside the dividing gates that divide the trailer into two sections. So four cows in the front, four cows in the back. That way they don't slide, you know, very far. They can't move too far. It's for their own safety. And the cattle panels are, welded heavy wire, about the diameter of a pencil, a number two pencil roughly. That's the thickness of this wire with, let's say, an 8x6 grid. And that's so they don't slip. And then what happens is when we're done hauling the cows, I take a garden hose and I park the trailer on the grass.
Okay.
And I wash underneath and I get all the pee and poop off it because it's corrosive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, does it end up on the road? Yeah.
Well, that was my question.
Yeah, it ends up on the road, yeah. It also
just
fertilizes the...
Absolutely,
but it fertilizes the ditch. But some farmers don't do that. They don't wash them out after every use, and the cross members rust, and the cows fall through the floor and scrape their legs going down the highway.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, Bert. So, I know we weren't planning to talk about this, but I mentioned this on hour number one. Brandon wants to reduce the electricity consumption of ceiling fans. Now, you've talked many times about how efficient electric motors are, which is one of the selling points of having an electric vehicle.
Correct.
So, he's going to put about 30 small ceiling fan manufacturers out of business by requiring that they meet these new electricity standards. Now, I use a ceiling fan. We have several of them in the farmhouse, as you know, and they're made by a company called Hunter. It's an old fan company from probably around the late 1800s. It uses about 15 watts of electricity. The Department of Energy says that if you reduce, if you change, you save a lot of money on a ceiling fan, you can save about $16.69 by getting one of these new ones as compared to the one you already have over the life of the new one. $16.
It's crazy, man.
It costs hundreds of millions of dollars to do this.
Well, and what are we paying these bureaucrats? I mean, there's so many more important things. Vince, I have an even more, I know we're getting close to end of class, but I got to throw this one out there for Labor Day. And you would think this would be Babylon Bee, but it's not. New York City will be using drones this weekend to fly over Labor Day backyard parties to monitor them. God knows what they're looking for. But, Vince, what's this world coming to? I mean,
And the problem is that if they used them over farms, they'd be shot out of the air. They'd be target practice.
Yeah. I'm not saying there is not use of drones. I mean, if there's traffic accidents, they can fly over right away and give people a lay of the land of what's happened. So there's a lot of useful purposes for drones. But Vince, to fly over your backyard, and God knows what they're looking for in your backyard, are they looking for the type of beer you're drinking?
Bert, they're looking for revenue. That's what they're looking for. And Mayor Eric Adams is all for it. He wants more of them. He wants more of these drones. These people are out of control. And the generally dumb public is too stupid to realize what's going on. They really are.
Yeah. It says part of the reason is that some parties have too many people. So I suppose the drone's going to count the number of people in your backyard.
I didn't know there was a limit. I didn't know there was a limit.
To how many people you can have at your house? I mean, there probably is somewhere buried in the bureaucracy of a lot of towns. I know there are limits to how many people you can have living in a certain size. I know bars and restaurants have limits. But this is the first time I heard of limits to people in your backyard for a party, your own private house. And
we gotta stop. We have to stop allowing these buffoons to run our cities, towns, hamlets, and countries. I'm not advocating violence, but what I am saying is, Bert, when was the last time there was a selection where you said, I am so excited, we've got two wonderful candidates, so hard to choose between, you know, which one is the best of the best? Now we say, which is the lesser of both evils? Which one is the least evil?
Yeah, I wasn't alive, but people say when Eisenhower was running, I forget the name of the Democrat opponent, but apparently he was a pretty good guy. And I think he ran both times against Eisenhower and lost. So I was just born back then, so I can't remember it. Kennedy Nixon in 1960, I can kind of remember. And I remember looking at Nixon, and I didn't like him. I couldn't trust that guy. And that was the first television debate, if you remember, Vince. And after that,
yeah, I remember. I remember that. That debate. Nixon was kind of nervous, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy was smooth. And I remember people saying, "Wow, this is the first time a Catholic is running for president."
Yeah. So I think you're asking when you had two. I can remember a few elections where I said, "You know, I think this guy's." Could be a good president, but I don't remember ever seeing both candidates and saying, man, we're going to be so lucky if either one of these guys wins, we're going to be in a good place. I can't remember that, but I don't know. That's probably a good question to throw out the class for our, we do for a class poll, Vince? Does our hotline have the capability to accept voting? Because that'd be a good poll.
Hotline, Bert. I got when I mentioned two presidential candidates, I got knocked off the air. You didn't know that,
no.
So I didn't hear what you said about the Eisenhower part. Yeah, no. We can't have a poll. Are you kidding? We can hardly stay on the air.
Oh well.
Remember what I said to you yesterday. Hey, Bert, if I'm not there, you know, start without me.
Yeah.
If I don't show up, finish without me. Remember me saying that to you yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that I didn't want to be here, class. Bert, thank you so much for being.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.